For the past 5 years, Rural Cap project manager Shelby Clem has been weatherizing homes in Quinnahock. This year, he went in one of the homes, and the need for weatherization was obvious.
You know, lots of leaks, gaps everywhere. You know, you couldn't help but notice that there's zero insulation in this attic.
That home belonged to Barbara Wassily. She said in past winters, she would use 50 gallons of fuel a week. On top of that, she would supplement her Toyo stove with a wood stove. Last year, she started burning wood in September.
Now we still haven't put it on. So we were living in a drafty house, but no more draft since they did sealing the house.
Shelby is certain that this winter, Barbara and her family won't be blowing through 50 gallons of fuel a week.
She might have to refill the barrel once this year.
Rural Cap also added a fan that turns on by itself to regulate humidity in her house. And they added a safety feature that's Barbara's favorite.
We were so happy they made a balcony to go out the door and little stairs. It's so cute. And I think, again, Rural Cap.
Rural Cap's weatherization assessor, Dennis Waldron, says they worked on around 70 homes total in Quinnahock, about half the homes there. He says everyone who was eligible and applied got the services. The organization's grant manager, Marla Tombleson, says Rural Cap prioritizes areas with lower average income. That, along with how recently weatherization services have been offered in a community, are the criteria. She says next on the list for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are Chifornik and Kong, but she's not sure when that'll happen.
This is probably going to be taking a lot longer nowadays because right now we have been cut from the budget of the governor.
She says back in the day, Rural Cap would weatherize 250 homes a year. Now, they're down to 30. In Bethel, this year, they expect to work on 10 to 15 homes. You can apply online at ruralcap.com/weatherization. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.